Save the sass for the podcast,
that
Kyle.
That does not make me feel comfortable that you guys both rhymed there.
I don't give a fuck about your comfort level, Kyle. I mean, hi.
So,
this is Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kendrick today.
Good. Well, wait.
We got through all the names. It took a bit for us all to remember each other's names.
Yeah, so
but that's okay.
This is definitely Kendrick.
Spitting in the stream of consciousness.
Spitting that thing.
Spitting a thing.
Spitting that weed.
This is going to be our third and probably last Primark.
Primark on 40K.
On 40K.
Hey, that's nice. A 40K joke. You'll get it shortly.
You'll get it. No, we already talked about
it. Oh, we did talk about it.
They will get it.
Well, never. They'll get it shortly because they're not getting the episode yet.
Well, they will. No, because they will have.
But you don't know them.
You're crossing time streams here.
I'm not crossing.
We're very linear.
I never
going down
streams.
A time stream. We're not crossing it.
Yeah, but he's referencing the past for something.
That's not crossing. That's
the
just
future.
It's not crossing at all. It's called referencing your memories.
There's no time travel in the darkness of the 41st.
Not time travel. That's just remembrance stuff.
Are you sure?
There's no
time travel.
No, time travel is what I do when I blackout drink.
I want to talk about this solo rant that I listened to yesterday.
Yeah, that's like 4 weeks
all
ago
of you
for these people.
Will have been blessed, or probably
they have
should
been.
Go back and just. I know you probably stopped listening to it 10 minutes in. But
I doubt anybody made it the whole way.
Continue. I didn't. I had to stop.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know what he's talking about anymore. This is getting scary. I feel like he's just looking at things and then starting.
I only heard the small joke one that you posted.
Yeah.
It'll be
posting.
You guys, if you haven't listened to all of it, you should go back and listen to all of it.
It gets somewhere. Also, I highly recommend to anybody of our listeners that you do that yourself sometime, because that was the most cathartic experience I've ever had in my life.
And Kendrick didn't just make a fart joke there, because he said could have said cathartic.
Cathartic, but then I would have been too busy giggling like a schoolgirl to finish the sentence.
So you're all welcome for
everybody's welcome.
His dedication to helping you.
Everybody lives.
Except for when, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I definitely recommend that everyone does that because you have an opportunity to let all of your stress out. Just all of your stress out. 100%.
Right out there, Morty.
And I came home and was like, I feel pretty good right now.
Something immediately pissed him off in the next 5 minutes. But it felt good for like a solid 5 minutes.
For like a solid minute and a quarter. But anyway.
All right, so 40K.
There's these Warhammers, right?
We're going to do a short primer to remember everybody of the primer we did on the primer.
Well, we don't need to do that. It will have been a week.
This will be the third week.
It was weird
because so
we recorded two of them in one day, and it'll be 2 weeks for everybody else.
For lack of a better word, we did a podcast bang bang.
We've done that several times, though.
It's
just usually
so
not a problem for continuity reasons. But let's just review. We talked about orcs. We talked about the Tyranids. We talked about the Necrons.
Yarb.
We talked about the Space Marines.
We talked about Space Marines.
Space Marines.
We talked about Eldar a little bit.
Yeah. That's the other one we needed to maybe hit a little harder.
Maybe we could hit them more hard.
Hit them right in their Eldar
And
balls.
I think that's pretty much what we... Oh, Tau. We talked about the Tau.
We did touch on the Tau.
And,
don't touch them, though, because they'll assimilate you.
We finished Imperial Guard. We talked about Imperial Guard before we went to Space Marines.
So I think today we have the Eldar,
Ineptus
Mechanicus.
Ineptus Mechanicus.
And We started by talking about the Dark Elder because they fucked their way to the top.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey style.
It's like Karate Kid, where all they were doing was fucking instead of karate.
Because
they're the best around. Nothing's gonna fuck them down.
This has been pleasant. Goodbye.
I'm gonna bail too, actually.
I feel like, so I watched, on a side note, I watched The Big Lebowski the other day, and I figured out that I'm Donnie, because I just randomly, don't care about what people are saying, but will focus on a single part of their conversation.
I'm the walrus.
Yeah.
No, I'm the walrus.
You know, I can't remember, he's like, not that Lenin.
Vladimir Ulyanovich Lenin. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
You're out of your
Vladimir Ulyanov.
Yeah, it's just so funny to watch.
Kendrick
Donnie
does not remember Soviet history.
Interact with like the dude and Walter. It's like, yeah, I feel that way. Sometimes. Like Kendrick's talking about something that hurt him, but I don't care because he already said cheese once. And now I'm all thinking about is how the cheese.
Focusing on the cheese. I really want cheese.
Okay,
actually, now I want cheese too. Yeah. God damn it, Kyle.
Yes.
Alan wants.
Yes. I did have quesadillas last night.
I also did.
Did you?
Fist bump.
Nice. Dude.
Way better. This one was way better.
Yeah.
That last one I had was
good. I highly suggest if you're going to do it, get the beef, because I don't like the chicken ones. The beef ones are the best, and the breakfast ones are really good. Okay. If you haven't had
for
breakfast.
All of you still have who never have had no idea what the fuck we're talking about, God. Kyle went on a tangent in our little Hangouts chat yesterday and posted every video he could find from YouTube on every Taco Bell.
They did a Taco Bell awesome. Did an ad campaign where they were talking about they did all these really funny like cheap commercials like you do if you had like your entrepreneurial business and were selling furniture on, like, or whatever. On, like, low budget, thank you.
That's cable access or whatever.
All of them are hilarious, and all of them by the end referenced and told you that if you want something, go to this place.
The only thing bigger than the deals on my appliances are queso.
Or like if you want cheese in the shell, go to Taco Bell. And like they were just hilarious. All of them were so funny. Good.
And then all of us wanted quesalupas because Kyle is, in fact, an unpaid show for Taco Bell.
Actually, me and Eli and Kevin, our coworkers, had a very long or very, very interesting discussion about Taco Bell's menu and where it's gone.
It did get more complicated a lot, didn't it?
Okay, so 40K.
40K and Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
That's a match made in heaven. Put some Mountain Dew and some tequila in that, and you're just having a party.
Ooh. That sounds great.
Gassy, gassy party. Yeah, no one wants to smell.
Did you fart?
No, that was not me.
Chill.
No, not me.
We were talking, I think we ended up talking about the Emperor very last time.
I think we talked about that. We were going to start getting into the tech, the Adeptus Mechanicus. You can't leave with our jokes.
Those people that live on Mars now, and they basically control all of the technology.
The Mars Machine Cult.
Yep. So they tend to, they'll call them tech priests. A lot of their members are called tech priests.
It's kind of an ecclesiarchy to it.
Yeah. And they're like, they worship the machine god, which is,
they worship the god of machines, the Deus Ex Machina, which they even call him that at one point. I'm like, well, that's just fuck you.
Yeah.
But they, at one point, then this is for the lore aspect, they maintained their own identity and religion separate from the Empire for quite a while. And then they joined the Empire and basically kind of, well, I don't want to say Martin Luther did, but they basically did. They revised their religion to make it where the Omnissiah was the Emperor. They were like, obviously he must be the Omnissiah, and that's how the cult, the Adeptus Mechanicus cult, kind of folded into the Empire instead of them warring. Because there was war for a while.
Was the
just call him that.
The
just
Adeptus Mechanicus, I don't remember them being talked about a lot in the Horus Heresy.
It was between the Horus Heresy and the present day.
I was talking about that because they probably got a lot more powerful because of what the Emperor, people becoming more evangelical.
Yeah, well, they were their own, they weren't part of the Empire for a while.
But they were human.
They were human. Well, yeah, they're genetically
they
human.
They are human.
Genetically,
they start off from human.
I should say for the podcast, they augment themselves with technology as much as possible. Whoa. Bionic arm replacements and additional
stuff about them relating to, we talked about them with the Necrons. There's the idea that they worship. I thought at one point the Omnissiah was the Chaos Dragon that's sleeping inside of Mars.
Yes,
it is that, but also, fair dues, the Emperor fucking put it there. I just learned that fairly recently. The Void Dragon in the center of Mars that powers all of
that's the theoretically machinery. A Satan from the Necron lore. Yeah,
the Emperor beat it and put it there.
So, that's awesome. But because there was, I think I read some Cyphus Kane book where someone was like the tech priest and they were trying to find this Necron crypt on this planet. And the reason that he wanted to find it is because all of the Adeptus Mechanicus are trying to become more perfection through machines, basically, right?
Yeah.
They want to be as little, they want to have as little human left as possible.
Yeah.
And become the machine. And guess who already is that? The Necrons. They are machines. They are basically nothing but a machine. So it's interesting to have that interaction between the Necrons, who are a normal, who were really a fringe race in 40K for a long time. They didn't have a lot of models, they didn't have a lot of rules in their books, they didn't have a lot of built lore in their background, and that interaction between the Adeptus Mechanicus, and they just recently came out with Adeptus Mechanicus stuff too, they had their own Adeptus Mechanicus faction it's got really interesting stuff in it.
But anyway, lore, They have machine oil. Yeah,
so much machine oil.
Yeah, they run on machine oil.
Everywhere.
WD-40, I guess. Just smearing all over the buttons. No, there's a...
Don't be on fire.
Yeah, don't be on fire. As a general rule, probably good. Kyle's touching his nips right now.
Because I got machine oil.
He's spreading machine oil on himself.
Really
the machine oil isn't real, but the nips definitely are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Touch those lips. No. Lick those lips. Touch those nips. There's some frozen peas out there. That's from the Mighty Boosh live show. And no one's seen that. What I was saying was... They were a separate cult, and then they kind of folded into the empire and became the supporting technologists and engineers, basically the Marine Corps of Engineers, essentially, like, but in space, and more fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Worth noting that at one point they did build robots before the Horsey.
Yeah.
Of course, Horsey, for those who don't remember from last week.
Yeah. They were called the... Men of Iron, I think it was. What it was. Iron Men or Men of Iron, I forget what they went with.
Iron Giants?
No, they were regular size. And they basically fought all the wars for that. I think we talked about that last week.
We talked about how humanity made robots, and
yeah,
they're like,
and it
nope.
was the Mechanicus cult that did it, and they were like, hey, we got these perfect dudes. This could never go wrong. And then they're like, wait, we just war with each other, so why don't we just fuck those guys? And naturally...
We read some Isaac Asimov, and now we understand how this could be bad.
Yeah, so they rebelled, and then they had to fight. They had to put them all down, and so that's why the new rule is no AI ever again. They call it abominable intelligence.
Like, what about, like, servo skulls?
Servo skulls contain a human brain.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up, skull. I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, anytime that there is a machine that runs itself, with the exception of Chaos, which we'll talk about in a moment here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those things.
It contains a human soul or brain. And I think usually it's a brain. Like,
cherubs.
The servo skulls, I think, contain an actual person's brain. Or
that's
at least part of it.
Creepy and awesome.
Yeah, servitors are lobotomized, either clones or lobotomized criminals. Yes, that's what servitors are.
Lobotomize anyone, really, because...
Yeah, but no,
let's be real.
Common,
the line between, like, not being a criminal and a criminal
it's a
thin.
Common punishment for people.
Yeah, okay.
In the Mechanicus cult areas, if someone fucks up, they lobotomize you and you're a servitor now.
Yep.
That's kind of a fucked up thing, if you think about it.
You're
like, your existence has been relegated to that of a slave. But we fucked your brain up so you don't realize you're a slave.
It's more like a percentage morality. Like, 90% of the people still have morals, like, and are able to, you know, not have
their civil rights. I mean, think about that. It's like forced labor, internment camp kind of thing. But they fuck your brain up so you don't realize that what's happening
anymore. Yeah.
And then they basically install software into your brain to make you subservient and knowledgeable about whatever it is. Because those servitors know stuff.
It's like marriage.
Whoa.
Except
they actually put knowledge in your brain.
Yeah, except for they actually are, like, doing surgery on your body. And, like, it's not, like, marriage.
And you get a sweet-ass mechadendrite, which is a big robot.
You can get multiples.
Yeah.
You can
get servitors fucking... Well, servitors are loaded up sometimes.
Yeah. They're basically just, like... Yeah, they're basically just, like...
But even if they're not combat servitors, they still have mechadendrites for fixing stuff and operating technology. They're loaded up to the nines.
Oh, yeah.
They're just... It's just with cheap stuff. Because fuck them. But, yeah, the self-driving tanks, they don't have those.
Oh, okay.
The Chaos has a couple.
Oh, yeah,
There was one...
To be fair, a lot of that stuff isn't, like, not a sentient being. It's, like, a demon-possessed machine.
Yes,
it's literally
and there are times
engineering.
There is, and it's pronounced demon. D-A-E is still pronounced
demon,
by the way.
Yeah,
the demons, man.
It always takes me back to the old Wildcats commercial. The old cartoon series of the Davidites.
Yeah.
Which
Wildcats?
Wildcats! Wildcats!
So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, they're both. Actually, for the record of that one, this is kind of interesting. 40K uses it wrong. Demon,
yeah.
D-E-M-O-N, is a malicious and antagonistic spirit. Demon, D-A-E-M-O-N, is a positive spirit. It's a it's a good or
well,
like an angelic
spirit. Say
spirit.
They use it wrong.
In a pagan tradition.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, okay, so when they talk. We'll get to Chaos right after I finish this.
Oh,
thing.
Man.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into the way that...
The Games
Workshop uses words.
No, that's not... We don't have time for that. No, the Tech Priest thing, there actually has been a couple of tanks and Titans that can operate themselves.
Oh, Titans!
Let's talk about Titans real quick. But they have talked about ones that can operate themselves, and no one talks about it.
And it's, and like,
they say it's because it's got an abundance of the machine spirit or the human souls in it, but it actually has like an autopilot, and no one will accept. They're like, no, it's got like machine spirits and shit in it. That's fine. Don't kill us, please. And it's just because it's like a really sweet tank that can drive itself without
but
a full.
They don't want to like tell anybody they have AI.
They
don't admit
they have it. Yeah. So there's a couple of those. I was talking about one of those. So
Titans. What are they called? The Imperial Guard. Imperial Knights. Are those the other ones? The smaller ones.
The Imperial Knights.
We're not gonna have time to list every single Titan.
Anyway,
it's the Imperial Legion.
The Titans are these like city block sized robots that are just massive, like
huge walking motherfuckers, walking fortresses.
And you basically have to there's some of the rules around it. You're like not even allowed to run one unless the Adeptus Mechanicus is like approved of you using it or something.
Well, there's
like
only a handful left.
Yeah, and like the piloting of them is a very intense thing.
30 to
like
40 people to
hook up
it, right?
Yeah, all of them to this.
And they're
Titan.
Wired into it.
Yeah.
But
they are like basically, the princeps. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
They're basically like invincible for all intents and purposes. There's ways to take them down, but
they have guns that shoot bullets the size of other armies.
That's not an
exaggeration.
I'm going to
eat this dude another day. it's crazy. They're big. And, like, the Adeptus Mechanicus and some of the other factions, as I'm going to call them, say, are in charge of them. And it is a scary, powerful thing.
Yeah.
And there's not... Yeah, they're not made anymore because of that whole thing the Forge Worlds
well,
that are not there to make them.
There's a couple of the Forge
stuff.
Worlds that are still operating that built them.
Really?
But yeah. They're completely... Again, it's kind of that weird gray issue where they're being... Those Forge planets that are still doing that are run... By them, they're auto building. They're following a set programmed instruction, but they're too valuable to get rid of, and it takes centuries.
Yeah, so like they're working on it, but it won't be done for while we're alive.
Yeah, like,
so
they're massive.
Just when we get to the 42nd millennium, they'll be good.
Yeah,
the 42nd millennium, they'll be another Titan. And by then, they'll have blown up all the other Titans.
So that's kind of a cool part about the Adeptus Mechanicus. And then the Kendrick has a bunch of jokes about the Adeptus Mechanicus. Or rather,
well,
because
we talked about the Adeptus Astartes, which is the Space Marines, and the Adeptus Mechanicus, and all the other... Anything else with Adeptus in it? Is there like, official High Gothic prefix?
Adeptus Sororitas.
Adeptus Arbitus.
Yeah, we're going to have to do... Okay. Brainstorm Joe, remember this later. Adeptus Sorority Girls.
Yeah.
It's the Ineptus Sorority Girls. Ineptus Sororitas, Ineptus Sorority
Girls.
Is
it Ineptus Astartes? Is that the space marine one you have?
Ineptus Astartes.
And then Ineptus Mechanicus is just your name, like, on
Steam. Yeah, and that was the one that I made for all those memes when I...
But I haven't seen an Ineptus Mechanicus.
You haven't seen the... I put them on Facebook.
Oh, I've seen the ones with the space marine with the ducky hat. That's not Ineptus Mechanicus.
No, I did the ones with my picture with the dunce cap.
No, I have to go back.
And then we're going to have to do the Adeptus Sororitas.
We'll put them somewhere. We'll post links in this episode.
We'll put them on here. The Ineptus Sororitas are going to have to be sorority girl jokes, though, I think. So we'll have to get on that.
Yeah, but it should be, like, the least sorority girl looking picture. That
Okay. Like, fucking penitent.
Okay, anyway, so that is kind of interesting. Since we were talking about the demon and fast machine.
Do we get everybody else? Are we all done? Because I feel like chaos is going to be a good place to land this thing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's brush on Eldar really quickly.
We did Eldar space elves.
Eldar are another high technology race like Tau and kind of like the Ineptus Mechanicus. They use these things called webways to get across the universe. It's really cool because they don't use the warp and actually they actively... They dislike the fact that the Imperium is using the warp to get around.
You're fucking it up for the people that's in the streets.
Exactly. And not the people in the streets, but the people of City Hall, right?
Them too.
Okay.
Fucking it up for everybody, really.
The webways are like a way to... And just like the Necron warp portals or whatever, like they're a way to get around without using the warp. And so the Necrons and the Eldar are two races that are very, very against like interacting with like Chaos in any way, especially because their race is one of the started... one of the birth of the Chaos Gods.
They don't feel so good about that.
But they do... they have lots of... they have these guys called Farseers, who are... They're psychers, basically.
P-farts.
They use psychic abilities, and I'm not 100% sure why they justify doing that when, you know, any psychic ability used is kind of touching the warp a little bit, but...
They have a little bit more control and restraint on how to do it, because they've been basically doing it since the dawn of time.
Elves are just better than you.
That's always the premise. We're just better than you.
So, I mean, yeah. So, for all intents and purposes, if you need to think about Eldar, just think about how high elves or any kind of elf race that
space elves
makes you angry that they're being so pompous would space be elves in space. Yeah.
Ooh, there is something we can touch on with that that's really interesting about them, is their soul stones.
Oh, yeah. They actually retain the soul, that's right.
Because they have the Wraith Knights and all that stuff that are, like, the really, really big, like, anime-looking Gundam units.
Yeah. Basically, I think, quite simply, the Eldar retain the souls of the dead, of their own dead.
Mm-hmm.
In the center of their planets, their what do they call it? What are their not forge worlds?
Craft worlds.
Yeah. Fuck me, and craft world, forge world. I mean,
these are we use a single word to describe the world and put world after it. It gets a little confusing to remember them all. Thanks, 40.
Crypt world, craft world, hive world,
butt world.
It's all butt world, man.
Exterminatus!
Exterminatus! Exterminatus! Exterminatus!
Now there is only.
But anyway, no, and so that's why they fight really hard over the craft worlds, because it literally contains all the souls of their dead.
Mm. Interesting.
When they lose a craft world, it's like world ending for them. Like it ripples through their whole culture, because they've just lost billions of souls.
It's as if 1,000 voices cried out and then were suddenly silenced.
It's like that, but I think billions or trillions, because they've got a shitload of them in there.
Well, again, they're on the craft worlds, which are mobile, by the way.
Yeah.
Because again, they don't have a home planet because they blew it up.
Yeah.
To make a chaos god.
They fuck it up. They fuck
sometimes,
it up.
To make an omelet, you gotta crack a few eggs.
Or planets. You gotta fuck a few eggs to make an omelet. No, that's not. You're not making omelets right.
You're just fucking not fuck eggs.
Don't fuck eggs.
That shell gets in your urethra. It's not gonna
be
good.
Hey guys. Sit sock public service announcement 2016. PSA. Don't fuck eggs.
We've all tried it. Here in the car, I mean.
Right now.
Don't do it.
Don't fuck eggs.
We've made the mistake for you. You don't need to do this.
So anyway, that's Eldar.
Yep.
They're pretty cool, but let's talk about Chaos.
We have about 15, maybe 10 minutes to cover Chaos.
Which means cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war, gentlemen.
Whoa! Chaos is the best. Chaos is the coolest thing that you could ever want from anything, ever. You get tentacles. You can get, like, cool crab claws.
You don't really get a choice in it. You can get tentacles.
You can, you know, become a great unclean one, which means that you never die. Again, you're basically like a mega zombie.
In constant pain.
But you kind of visit those out. That's not
the gift of Nurgle.
Yeah, you
just
don't feel pain.
You don't feel it.
You're like, forever, like, indifferent.
Pain.
Forever indifferent. That's Nurgle's power. You just don't care that your guts are falling out.
That's Nurgle,
you know?
But, like, yeah. All
corn,
the other
corn
ones.
Is cool.
Oh, yeah, no, all the other ones is fucking horrible.
We've kind of touched on this in the first podcast a little bit, like what the gods were, so we're going to assume that you listened to that and not go through that again, but after the horsey-horsey, unfortunately, it's claimed that Horus died, and, you know...
Like a bitch!
And after mortally wounding the god emperor...
Also like a bitch!
...quoting of mankind.
Lots of bitches in that.
So Abaddon took over, and... they basically, like, retreated to the Eye of Chaos, which is this... The Eye of Terror, sorry.
Yeah.
It's just this really big, like, black hole-y warp rift.
Yeah, the physical embodiment and pathway into the warp.
So, basically, this like, mega black hole warp is, like, tainting all these planets around.
Giant
so,
space asshole.
Yeah. So, like...
Shitting out.
It's where, basically, the center, the heart of Forest Case, the Chaos Forces, lies. And you... They come out of there and go in these, like... What do they call them?
Butt fucking cruises.
They're like they're kind of like mocking the Great Crusades. They go out on these like
the Black Crusades.
Yeah, the Black Crusades. Thank you. And they go out on these Black Crusades, and Abaddon just kind of like fucks shit up for a while, and then you know they're done.
Well, Abaddon keeps trying to basically reignite the essence of the Horus Heresy by uniting all of the Chaos armies. And
surprisingly difficult to do.
So for the Horus Heresy again,
apply order to
about
Chaos.
Half of the fucking like Primarchs and Legions of the Space Marines joined up. Most of the Primarchs were destroyed. In the Horus Heresy.
You have like the Night Guard, or is it the Night Guard or the Night other
Watch?
One? The one with the
Greywatch?
No. The ones with the jet jump packs.
Oh, that's the Night Lords.
The Night Lords and the Thousand Sons and the World Eaters and all these like originally loyal chapters have turned into what they call traitor legions.
Yeah.
And so the traitor legions, I think, is
also bitches.
So you still have the Death Guard with Mortarion. Mortarion's still alive.
Mortarion's still alive.
Isn't he?
I think.
Okay. And then you have the World Eaters, and isn't their Primarch still alive, Angron?
Angron's, he is, but he's basically in, he's just in the warp going around fucking shit up okay. for everybody.
Okay. And then you have the Emperor's, son.
Or they become
or
fucking,
children.
Like.
Well, so, okay, so. I know some of those, some of the legions also split. Like, you'd have a chapter
that's
split.
And I was going to get into that with the Emperor's Legion. So, the Emperor's Legion and the World Eaters are ones that were on the planet where the Horus Heresy was taking place. So, there was a schism in those chapters themselves.
And they sometimes rename themselves.
Yeah, and so these legions we're talking about are the traitor legions that maintained their name after they they betrayed the Emperor.
In the concept of Chaos, real quick, one thing to note is. Chaos as the other space, when things manifest in this world, they are mortal in that you can cut them down, but nothing is mortal in chaos.
So kind of like if you think about the planes in D&D, like if you can kill a demon, but you're not really killing
it.
You're just sending it back to its own plane.
And that's how it is here. Like, you can kill the physical manifestations of these fuckers, and it sends them back and causes them to become incorporeal again, and then they will eventually come back through the eye or through a spontaneous
possession. So most of the stuff is done via possession. You have people being possessed by chaos powers. You have daemon princes manifesting themselves through loyal followers to these chaos gods, which is, like, the daemon princes and those are the most powerful forms of, like, the demons. They don't always look like the demons we talked about in the first episode, which were like the Ancient Keeper of Secrets, the Great Unclean One, those ones. Daemon princes are their own powerful. I'm saying it the way that I want to say it because I'm America.
Okay, Coral.
Coral.
That's how I'm saying your name now.
That's fine. I don't care. Name is a kind of meat. It's a taste.
Name is the noise you make when you want someone to look at you.
So that's kind of interesting too, because we talked about the machines being possessed. You have these tanks that have like a spirits in them, basically, or demons in them, and they're run by these daemon demons. And they're one of the coolest things that happens because of this technology demon integration is the Soul Grinder.
Daemon Wayans,
which is like this half machine, half demon daemon like thing that's. Bigger than, like, what is it? It's, like, bigger than, like, a lot of these.
It's bigger than a defiler.
Yeah, it's
huge.
So
it's, like, it's larger than a tank.
And so they're going the battlefield crawling on, like, six legs and just tearing shit apart. Like, and they're just these demon-possessed fucking pieces of machinery. It's really cool.
I'm the walrus.
Donnie.
You're like a small child who wanders into a conversation. I don't know. I kind of will just go on about chaos demons for a while. Joe, I feel like you can bring us back to a second.
Is there anything that you need to tell somebody? Because you can go on and on about how great your fucking traitor disgusting demons are.
Chaos
I play,
is the embodiment
of humanity.
I actually
paint the models for 40K, specifically chaos.
It's
I
accepting
like
what you are.
They're modified. There's a lot of stuff you can do with them. But
Kendrick's face is doing something I wish you guys could see right now.
I'm trying not to interrupt Joe. You're making it really hard for me to be nice to Joe, Kyle. Joe won't be with us for very long.
Why?
He's
oh, that's right.
Well, yeah,
Joe is no longer going
to
be a special guest.
Yeah, so that joke will be not nearly as funny.
As often.
Okay, so Chaos,
I can't imagine
Joe paints models.
Carpool
Kendrick makes a funny face when I talk about Chaos. But so, basically that was the 40K primer. We kind of talked about 40K.
I think we really touched on it.
If you guys have any questions, let us know, and we'll try to, you know, bring that up, maybe.
We'll bring it up in 6 to 8 weeks when we get around
when we stop doing podcast bang bangs.
Comments, if you want to correct us or add anything, like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, wait.
Good fuck yourself.
Okay, and this has been Kyle.
And Joe.
And my name is Jeremy. Bartholomew.
God damn it.
It's Kendrick.
Can we do this again? My name's Kyle.
My name's Joe.
This is Kendrick.
Oh, okay, yeah. We got
on a record short 29 minutes.
Holy crap.
That was a really
quick. You can always tell when we record an episode to work versus from work. It's like the to work ones are like 30 and like the from work ones
checking
are like 50.
Sits off.
Bye.
Go fuck yourself.